listeners, welcome to a brand spanking shiny new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, sitting here in the Florida room. It's nighttime this time. Normally it's daytime when I do this, but I've been working like a dog, y'all. I have been working. That's why I will apologize now. I'll just go ahead and get out of the way. There was no last Friday episode of the Hollywood Hick on account of I was busy as hell, and I just didn't get it. I didn't do it. And it was not all just like work things. I was working a lot. I've been doing the overtime and having to work on the weekend, that kind of stuff. Sometimes you got to make the paper, y'all. Sometimes you just got to make a little dough so that you can have time to do shit like this. Except for now, I'm doing it late at night. It's going to be late, and I'm tired. I've been working all day, and then I came home and I ate too much lasagna because I stopped. I was like, I can't cook. So I stopped at the Trader Joe, got this lasagna. I was like, I'll get this big one. That way I can have two meals. Yeah. I put two meals worth of lasagna right into my belly. So I am full and tired from working and playing too much because I went out this weekend. I went and played bowling at the Roosevelt Hotel. My friend had bought this Groupon kind of thing. They have these bowling lanes at this fancy hotel down on Hollywood Boulevard, y'all. That's what one of the perks of living here in Hollywood, California, y'all. Spitting distance from the most famous intersection anywhere. I didn't even get to that. I just went right into pontificating about how I felt bad because there wasn't one last week because I was either working or playing too much. That's really what happened. So it's like a half good excuse because most of it was working, or not most of it, like two-thirds of it was working. And then I also went to CatCon. I'll tell y'all about that in a little bit, because I went to CatCon, y'all. That was another thing. So like I was doing things. A fucker is tired. A mother trucker has done about had enough. As soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go put my head right on a pillow and go right to Sleepy Town, be floating on a cloud, I hope. Because, you know, sometimes you don't fall right to sleep, but usually I sleep good. I don't know why I'm telling y'all that. We're not going to talk about that, but whatever. I apologize. It was no Friday show because I was busy running around. Ooh, other thing. Okay, I will say this. I will give you my quick review of my Hollywood Bowl experience on Saturday night. I went to go see that Eddie Izzard fella. He didn't put on one dress or do any, like, transvestite stuff. He always like cross dresses, and usually he's funny when he does that, but when he just does stand up and tells these like stories that just go on forever about absolutely nothing that you care about, it was some of the worst shit I've ever seen. I couldn't believe that many people who wasted their money at the Hollywood Bowl. My tickets were free. There's somebody was like, you want to go see this? I was like, sure, I can walk there. I don't have to worry about that stacked parking. Never go anywhere with stacked parking. It's horrible. Or actually go there, but just don't drive. That's what you should do. Don't drive. Stacked parking is the worst. I think I talked about it one time very early in the Hollywood Hick programming, like way back when. Like I say that way back when, like it's been forever. Like I ain't even doing this a year. Whatever. I digress. See, I'm tired. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But stacked parking, avoid it. If you can take a Uber, a cab, a bus, anything, don't do the stacked parking. It's maddening. It's maddening. You'll end up like with a big rot gut like I have right now because I ate too much lasagna. Because one time I ate two of those like bacon wrap hot dogs with all the peppers and onions and mustard and stuff. I ate two because I had time to sit there and think about how I could have another one while I waited on the person in front of me to come move their damn car after they were taking their sweet ass time. You know what I'm talking about. So then I went and got another one because I was like still hungry because I was like had been drinking and carousing and probably doing other things. So you know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. That's the thing. Oh, I was at the Hollywood Bowl, Eddie Izzard show. It was not good, y'all. I didn't really like, and I was asking people. Other people seemed to enjoy it, so I guess that's good. But it just seemed rambling. It did give me hope because I tend to ramble sometimes in my comedy, and like I do here on the Hollywood Hick sometimes. But I just felt like I'm more entertaining when I do it, so it gave me some hope. I was like, if this dude can get this many people to come out to the Hollywood Bowl, I still have hope. You know what I mean? That one day, maybe the Hollywood Hick will be putting that many people into the Hollywood Bowl. You never know. Stranger shit has happened in this world, y'all. I'm just saying is all. Okay, so that's it. Now, I apologize for that. Tell us what's going on. Oh, I went to CatCon, y'all. I went to CatCon. It's like the comic book convention, but for cats, or like Comic-Con. That's what I was trying to think of. See, I'm tired. I don't know what I'm talking about. Lord knows what's going to come out of my mouth. And I'm ill-prepared, y'all. So we're just going to be looking. There's like things that, there are going to be, I got to touch on that Duger shit, because you know I can't not talk about that. But whatever, we'll get to that in a minute. But I went to the CatCon, which was some straight-up awesome people watching, because there's just all these cat people everywhere. But it's like, there really weren't that many cats, to be honest. And somehow, I thought I was going to get to see Blossom. You know, that Mayim Bialik chick, because she's nuts. She's like one of them super smart nuts people. And I looked at the thing wrong, and she was there on Saturday, and I was there on Sunday. And I was wanting to see her do her like symposium on debunking the cat lady myth, because, yeah, I just think that'd be good. So I went in this thing, and I accidentally walked into a thing that was like how to make your make a cat video for the YouTube. So these people, there's a whole bunch of people in a room watching funny cat videos, and then these dudes telling them what they need to do, like the secrets to making a really good cat video. So now I need to get a cat. Now I'm like, I need to get a cat. I need to start taking some video. I need to set up some cameras and just like get that cat doing some shit, because people spend a lot of money on cat stuff, y'all. And there's just one little bub. You gotta have a special ticket to get to go to the meet and greet. They have him all walled off. You can't just go meet and greet little bub. There was one called Pudge. You could do that. Now Pudge, you could do it, because Pudge wasn't no little bub status yet. But little bub had stuffed animals, stickers, t-shirts, all kind of like cat toys, like little things. So much freaking stuff. And the dude who has, and like, it was just some little rescue cat that, from what I understand, people didn't even think it was going to live very long. And this dude, like, kind of nursed it back. And it's cute. Its tongue always hangs out. That's its little catch. It's little, like, its little selling point. But it's, fucking cat is adorable. Fucking adorable. And I'm a sucker for cats. Kittens are about the cutest thing ever. Ever. They're like cutens. Cute kittens are so fucking cute. They're like those little faces, those pink noses and whiskers, and just like, they're just like so stupid. I watched they did have one video, and I'd seen it before a long time ago. And if you probably type in kitten and lizard attack, but this kitten sneaks up on a lizard that kind of just turns around. That cat goes fucking nuts, mother trucking nuts, y'all, like flopping all over the place, and then regroups, gets right in front of that lizard's face. That lizard just barely moves, and that cat goes nuts again, just flopping all over this little teeny calico tabby cat. Who is it cute? It's the cutest thing you ever did lay eyes on. It was so adorable. It makes my heart melt. Like right now, it makes me giggle on the inside. Like, it's good when you're giggling on the inside. Because Lord knows we need to giggle on the inside. So that's CatCon. That's CatCon in a nutshell, y'all. CatCon in a nutshell is basically a lot of people hawking their cat stuff and a lot of people buying stuff. And you gotta like have special tickets to see the good cats. And I didn't stay there for fucking ever. I did see, what's his name? He was walking around, because he was one of the little things. I think he was in the little bub show that was later in the day, and I was not sticking around until later in the day because it was getting crowded. And when I can't move in those places because it was a little tight, I get a little bit nuts, especially when everybody around me is nuts and it's a whole bunch of people that ain't paying no attention to where they're going. All they're doing is looking at the next cat thing. I couldn't deal with it. I was like, it's getting tight. Let's go get some beers and have some like hamburgers or something. I'm done with this shit. And that's pretty much why. Actually, I went to a really bad restaurant downtown, but I ain't going to talk about it because I'll get upset because I didn't like it. They didn't even have beer, y'all. I went to a restaurant and I was like, can I get a beer? And they were like, no, we're changing vendors. What the fuck does that supposed to mean? Do you know how to break a Hicks heart on a Sunday when he was thirsty, a little bit overhung and needed a beer and been sitting there dealing with crazy cat people for a couple hours just to check out the fucking crazy show? Yeah, that's how I was. I was like, oh my sweet Jesus, somebody just give me the strength. I had to drink wine, y'all. I don't drink wine very often. I only drink wine when it's either that or a Bloody Mary, and I can't drink Bloody Marys because they are gross. Tomato juice freaks me out. Like, the only thing worse than tomato juice pretty much is like a pigeon or a seagull. It's the freak out level. I don't like it. It looks like blood, and I ain't never been able to get past it since I was a little kid. Every time I see it, I'm like, that looks like blood. My dad would just drink big glasses of tomato juice, and I would just be like, that's so gross looking. It's so gross. It's also because I could never be like a doctor or anything, because blood freaks me out. It's like, if it's, I know it's fake, then I'm cool, except for, I guess, if it's tomato juice. I don't know. See, again, I'm talking about shit that I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm tired and digressing way too early. Whatever. CatCon, it was actually a lot of fun. If you're into cats, you will fucking love it. It's fun. Don't plan on staying there for fucking ever. There really wasn't that horrible much to see. A couple of my friends, actually, part of it going to CatCon too was because I have a group of friends that make me go to Culture Day. And so me and my other friend cooked this thing, and we were like, well, they're always making us go to fancy museums and things like real culture. And we were like, it's going to be our turn to pick, and we picked CatCon. So we made them go to CatCon. And I think that was fair, right? By the end of it, a couple of them were tortured. They were like, they left early. They were sitting at the bar waiting on us at the bad restaurant that we went to because they had to get out early. They couldn't take it anymore. There were too many things they just didn't give a shit about. That's basically what it boiled down to. And now they know how I feel when I have to go to some museum and they linger forever looking at every little teensy little itty bitty thing everywhere, and I've already been done for 45 minutes to an hour. Phew, I digress again. Whatever. I'm tired of talking about that. CatCon's great. If you love cats, go to fucking CatCon next time it comes around. And you can see fucking Kenneth off of 30 Rock. That's what I'm saying. Kenneth was there. He was walking around. He was a lot smaller than I thought. For some reason, I thought he was taller. I don't even know why I care to tell y'all that. But All right, let's get on to what's happening in the world and what has been chapping the Hollywood Hicks ass more than anything out there lately. And I'm only going to touch on it a little bit real quick because I can't, because if I get to talking about it too much, I'm going to get all kind of upset. And I just talked about giggling on the inside, so I can't be talking about giggling on the inside. And then I have to turn around and then like get all fucking pissed off and my inner hell no come up and eat that giggle and just like squash it. You know what I mean? I don't need my inner hell no coming up like a dragon on the fucking Game of Thrones. Hope I ain't spoiling shit, but it's been a few days, whatever. But the dragon shows up, y'all. It's fucking awesome. You knew the dragon was coming. I'm not spoiling anything. Everybody knew the dragon was coming. They've been teasing that dragon. They've been tantalizing, whatever. They've been trying to make you watch a whole freaking season of bad until it finally got good. They make two good episodes at the end. You've been sitting through a whole bunch of people just talking to each other because they spent all their money on the last like 40 minutes of the program. Like, and it's been pretty good. I won't say that ever since then, they started that fight last time. Like, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before when all of the White Walkers showed up and it was that big old fight. That was kind of good. I will say that was good. All them skeleton people fighting. And then now, like, the dragon showed up and all that kind of shit and fucking shit's going nuts. So finally, but now there's only one more. It finally gets good. There's only one more episode. I feel a little bit cheated. And I've seen a lot of people talking about how it's not been that great. It hasn't. I've been having to watch the other parts of it at work, the earlier episodes, and they were better. They were way better. Cersei was a straight up stone cold biznitch. Oh my God, that woman is evil. 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 All of them. And that King Joffrey, oh my God, is he horrible. It's like, I don't know why I watch it. It's like, and I say it all the time, how we need to all quit watching these programs full of nothing but horrible people, but I am guilty of it too. I watch these programs full of horrible people because this Game of Thrones shit, they just having to out horrible each other. That's all they do. It's like every season is just how much more horrible can this get? It's like we got to, oh, well, last season we did this untoward nonsense, so this season we got to like have more raping and pillaging and all kind of other bad things and more gross things happen. Like it's just how it's like, by the end of it, I'm just curious what the hell. Like the last season, they got two whole more seasons, 20 more episodes after the one, the finale next week or this week, I reckon, at this point. Or did Sunday the first day of the week, so that would technically be next week. I don't know, does it really matter? But yeah, so whatever, there's only 20 episodes, so there better be some craziness that happens. There has to be. I don't know, because there's only, but and they only got to go up. They can't just go down and then, like, because they've done something. They've cut off peckers. They got all kind of raping and burning children. And what else have they done? Like, they burned children early in that show, like two of them, two little farm boys, and tried to pawn them off as the others, the Stark boys. It's been nuts. That show's been nuts. But whatever, I don't want to talk about Game of Thrones anymore because I've been looking at it too much lately. So what I got to talk about is these damn Duggar people and their nonsense, because they were on the Megyn Kelly program, and I was supposed to talk about this last Friday and I did not, on account of I didn't have time to get it done before Friday because of work, because it got snuck up on me, and then overtime work and all that. I already have been through that. I'm not going to explain anymore. Whatever. I apologize. I'm moving on. I ain't doing it again. Because I'm Oprah says, you're not supposed to do that kind of job. I don't even know if Oprah said that. But I'm sure Dolly would say that. And right now, I feel like that is what Dolly would do. And that is what the Hollywood Hick is going to do right now. I'm WWDDing it right now. And I'm moving on. So these stupid Duggars are out there on this Megyn Kelly program on the Fox that I can't believe I watched, and I wanted to throw things at the TV because they're smug ass face. Like, just, it's not even smug, it's just like, just, they're just that. Well, her face, for one, through the whole thing on this Megyn Kelly. And Megyn Kelly, you are a horrible journalist. A horrible, horrible journalist. Okay, I will say, you did ask the questions, but you know what the problem is, Sugar? You didn't do what a real journalist was supposed to do and sort of make them actually answer the question and not just go on and on and on about the same shit over and over about how they've been forgiven and soft hearts and tender souls and whatever the bullshit they talked about without, like, talking. And then lying through their teeth, they actually, like, completely contradicted things from the police report that you should have read. I would think you would have read. And it, like, they completely contradicted things. You should have known that, so you can say, but in the police report it said this, so why didn't you blah blah blah, like the whole thing about when they took the kid, what's his name, Josh Duggar, to the freaking, to the, like, cop. Like, basically they were saying they made him completely available to him. No, they did not, because it says in the police report that you wouldn't let him talk to him and that you went and got a lawyer. So why are you going to say one thing on TV later, and when that's actually what it says in the police report that you should have read, so that we know that we can go on the flip side and see that you lied? What is God going to think about you for lying? Are you over there sinning while you're pointing the finger, sin in while you're pointing the finger. But that's the kind of stuff. So she didn't like, she, like, I think she kind of wussed out. Like she said, I'm going to be tough but fair. But you know, you also got to like keep the people on freaking topic. That's part of your job as a like interview person. And that's what you're supposed to do. That's why I just do this shit all by myself on account of I can't stay on topic sometimes. You see, I go off onto little tangents and then it's all on me. And that's, I can't do anything about that. What I'm talking about. So freaking stupid. So she pissed me off through the whole thing. And her hair looked horrible. Her hair, like all freaking Michelle Duggar's hair almost looked better than Megyn Kelly's hair. It looked like it was all straw. Like, I don't know. Just whatever. Like, it's just so hard and looks like it never moves and just so weird. And like, she keeps making this weird like thing with her lips when she talks. I'd never really paid her any attention or these Duggar people much, like to actually watch them and speak and talk and the way they like relate to each other and look each other, like the woman where she has to be like below him and like sort of hunched down and looking up at him all like a little like pet of some sort. I don't know. It's not like a dog. It's kind of like a dog. She's just sort of like down, like looking up, like look, always looking for approval. It was just more than I could like deal with. And just watching them lie through their teeth, it was driving me crazy. Because, okay, so, and because I'm not the only one who was paying attention to that, the people over at In Touch Weekly, the ones who like made this bombshell, like for real, when In Touch Weekly has become freaking legit journalism, we know we are in straight up trubs, y'all. Because they keep talking about how they needed to be forgiven and that was already all handled and all of that. But what it is, it just basically boiled down to you're lying, you're not being honest, and you're doing this shit on the flip side, and you're really hypocritical about the whole thing because you condemn other people's lifestyle. And now I'm supposed to totally embrace yours and just think everything's okay. And you want to have everything, like have your cake and eat it too. And people are telling you, no, you can't have that right now. And you're getting all pissed off. Because like, before I did this program, I can't believe I did this to myself. But I watched those two daughters, Jenna and Jessa, again, keeping the family tradition of horrible hairdos alive. That mama, those bangs are criminal. I'm just saying that freaking poodle poof shit behind those bangs is just more than I can wrap my brain around most days. And those daughters, they both had like their hair, like especially the older one. Is she Jessa or Jenna? I don't know. I couldn't keep them straight because all they were doing was like having their little talking points. I'm gonna be scattered all over the place. I told you I'm tired and I've been working too much. But like their talking points were all over the place. But it was just like everything. It was basically just regurgitating what their mom and daddy had said about how like they was just like. And okay, this is the other thing. I gotta quit talking about this because it's just gonna piss me the fuck off. If I go through this whole thing, it's just gonna have me so fucking pissed. See, like my giggle on the inside has done been nipped at by the inner hell mother trucking nut, right? But basically, what it boils down to is they are liars and they are not being honest. And yeah, it kind of sucks they come out. And these daughters, I feel bad. I kind of do feel bad for the daughters. I will say that. That's what I wanted to say before I decided I didn't want to talk about this anymore because I'm sick of talking about this shit. But what I'm saying is I do kind of feel bad for the daughters because they're just sort of roped up in this. But I don't know. It's just they're just not, their talking points are not up to where they should be. They're making excuses for the dude and sort of, and they're saying that we're victims, but yet he didn't do anything. So I don't understand how you can call yourself a victim when he really didn't do anything. And like, there's, everything is just so downplayed. I don't believe a word out of their mouth. I don't. That's what it boils down to. I don't believe a word out of their mouth. And the cop who ain't got anything to lose, the one, I mean, he is in prison for 56 years for child pornographies, but he came out and said like, nah, that ain't the truth at all. That is not what went down. He's like, bullshit. They only told him of one time and all this other stuff. But that dude, I'm looking at the picture of him right now. That is one creepy ass looking mother trucker, y'all. The dude, the Hutchins is his last name, the cop that they took him to get his stern talking to, that Josh Duggar got his stern talking to from this dude. Oh, the other thing that did, only thing I woke up, because they keep saying they got counseling. That was the other thing she didn't counter him on, that stupid Megyn Kelly. All she did was sort of like kiss butt. She always was making this little lip thing anyway, where she looked like she was trying to like pucker up, but I don't know if she was trying to make duck face of some sort, thought it looked sexy on camera. I don't know, but after she finished talking, she was like, she would place her mouth into this certain position that she liked. Like she must have looked at herself in a mirror on the screen for long enough to figure out, this is exactly how I like to hold my mouth because it's kind of not natural. It's sort of a little pushed out. I don't know. Watch Megyn Kelly. I only seen her this one time, so maybe it was just something she was doing here because she was doing something. I don't know. But I guess I would have to do that research myself because I don't really want to have to make any of y'all sit through more Megyn Kelly than you really have to because she seems somewhat insufferable. She's like, and she's like, in her like little, when she's talking to the camera, like before, like in her little like throw to the interviews where she's sitting in like the set, the like the hard hitting news set, and she just since she just looks like she's got such a stick up her ass. She's so stiff and just rah, 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 like I don't like her. She's just barky. I don't know. I mean, she's and the thing is, she's like the least horrible one I think is on that freaking Fox News channel. She's one of the least horribles, and she's horrible. And it's like, but it's just whatever. I just hated that she came in like I was gonna be this all kind of freaking hard hitting journalist about it, it'd be tough but fair. But you really weren't. You asked the question, but you didn't really make him do anything. It's just because you asked it doesn't mean anything. And then like how they like you ended up even and you tried to get him to like cop up to that freaking hating the homo stuff at the end. But you didn't even really press him on that. You tried. You just basically tried to make her answer the question. She didn't answer the question at all. And then you had to ask it again to get her to actually answer the question. So it's like, but that Michelle Duggar's like, hell no. She's like, it's unnatural. Like, she's like, it's just common sense to like to discriminate against transgender people. That's basically what she said. It's just common sense to discriminate. She's like, it's like, don't get mad at me because I have these really horrible views where I want to discriminate against people. But I should be mad at you because you want to include everyone and like be like to have that, just everybody get along and be happy. I don't understand. These people, they want everybody to be exactly like them, which would be the most boring world ever. These people, if we lived in that world, oh my sweet. Oh Lord, help us all. But then, like, really, like, Lord, help us all. Because I said this on the tweeters or the thing the other day, too. And I don't get it. Because, like, at the end, they're like, I just really think that God is going to take this and make something good out of it. And then bat her freaking eyeballs, looking all like trying to look all sweet and innocent. And she just looks like, just like all kind of wheels are turning under there. Like, she's like, I am freaking nailing this, like, martyr freaking face of mine. Like, I don't freaking get it. But the thing is, okay, this is. What I don't get about that. They always say, I'm just saying they, and I'm having to say the Christian people because are people who are like uber Christian and really like off the way out there with it or whatever. And like even people like who, like actually a lot of people say it like this, God must have a plan or whatever. But why don't people ever stop and say, sometimes be like, you know what? I think this might be God and or Jesus up there going like, hey, y'all, that's some straight up untoward nonsense. How about y'all knock it the hell off, okay? This is me telling you, y'all, we're done now, okay? I done had enough. I thought y'all might come around at some point and figure it out for yourself, but obviously you needed a little prodding. And so this is your prodding. This isn't me telling you that I'm gonna, like, this is like, I'm gonna make something good out of this. This means stop. This means I had it up, no mas. That is what, that's like, but it's never that. It's always like, we didn't do anything wrong. And since we were such martyrs and everybody is persecuting us, so because we're the only ones who are allowed to persecute people, then all that bullshit, whatever. I ramble on. I am going to talk about something else. The Duggars make the Hollywood Hick lose his giggle on the inside because it gets eat up by inner hell no that just can't stop. It's just like, y'all, I thought I had beat, I'm just going to confess this, right now, I thought I had beat a while back my road rage issues. I had really bad road rage issues. I have done things and yelled things and caused problems before, and I thought I had it all under control because finally at one point a couple of years ago I had just said to myself, right? I just said to myself, there ain't nothing you can do about it. There ain't shit you can do about it. There's like, no matter what, no matter how much you go and shame somebody for their bad behavior because they maybe dangled their arm out the window and thought that was supposed to let you make you allow them to do whatever untoward nonsense is coming in my direction. You know, I hate that shit. It's like, just cause you dangle your arm doesn't mean you get like carte blanche. I don't get it. These people with these entitled attitudes, I can't figure out for the life of me what is so vexing about a right-hand turn for so many people. I can't figure it out. So all these little things start building up. I thought I had it put away because I had just thought to myself, there's nothing I can do about it, right? There's nothing. This is just how people are. I live in a big old city full of a whole bunch of people, and unfortunately, way, 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 way too many of them are mouth-breathing morons, basically. It's what it comes down to. And they cannot drive to save their ever loving life. And I just gotta let this shit go, right? I cannot dwell on it. I cannot be part of the problem. I just need to just get in line and go. Because if people could just learn to freaking merge, I swear to everything that's holy ever in any kind of thinking in any kind of way. That would solve like 50% of the traffic problems if people would just let mother truckers merge. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. So, like, I don't know why I'm just like, I guess, and I don't even know if it was slowly, if it just snuck, like all of a sudden I realized that it was like back, because I was like, yeah, I was yelling at people and causing trouble. And now my thing is, I got to get up to people and see who they are and like give them the stink eye and be like, you, I want you to know that you, I want you, I can't even say this right. I want you to know that you are a shitty mother trucking driver and I'm going to stink eye you. But don't do that, y'all. I'm going to tell you, because I have almost wrecked like two or three times running in the back of somebody because I'm trying to stink eye somebody, and then these people stopped and I thought they were going, and I'm like, ah, screech. And then who looks like the asshole? Me. So don't do it. It's like I can't win for losing. It just kills me. It drives me crazy, but I'm trying to be better. Like on the way home from the workplace today, yeah, I got pissed. I get pissed at the exact same spots all the time too. You'd think I would like just be able to prepare for it. And like, I don't want to take Xanax or that kind of shit, because if I take a Xanax, then I don't give a shit about nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if I have a cocktail, which I like to have, then I go right to sleep. Really, if I have like a pill, like a Xanax and or, not an and or, kind of, if I took both of them, that would just be like, or like a Vicodin, which I don't even like Vicodin. They don't even really do much for me anyway. But all they do is if I drink a beer on top of it, they work like the best sleeping pill ever. Wherever I'm at, I basically fart and fall asleep in about 30 minutes after I have ingested both of those things. It is the straight up mother trucking truth. So don't do it. Cautionary tale, people. You know, I'll give y'all cautionary tales. Oh, speaking of, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but guess what? The freaking, I don't know, I'm probably giving away my location too much, but not far from where I live here in the Hollywood Hick compound is a freaking giant ass billboard that is way too easy for me to see sometimes. A freaking Marky We Done Broke the Fuck Up Mark in his Ted 2 movie. I'm so pissed. Every time I see it, I'm like, I hate you. I don't know why I have such like freaking vitriol towards that fool, but I do. That whole thing just pissed me off about trying to like undo his like hate crimes. People can forgive, but they can't forget, motherfucker. That's the problem. It's what you forgot. Oh, whatever. I'm not getting into that. I already am trying to get my giggle back on the inside. So let's see what the fuck else is going on. What was that? Oh, you know who makes me giggle now, y'all? You want me to know who makes me straight up mother trucking giggle? Is freaking, and because this dude is such the, like, betwixt him and the Justin Biebers, they're like the like two douchiest dudes ever in like ever. But I was going to tell you about Chris Brown's problems, but I'm gonna have to go off the top of my head because the website I had loaded up on here, when I try to click on its little tab, you know what it gives me? Whiteness. Just a blank white page. Yep, feels like my life sometimes. But yeah, you know, like, because he's been, said that he came out like a while back, just a little while back, stupid. Why? I don't even know why I pay attention to this fool. I shouldn't, because he's such an insufferable jackass. But I love how he just like tries to act like he's all humble. Like, I'm gonna, like, right now he's doing this, seeing the world. He put a tweet out or an Instagram or something where he's like sitting on the floor, just kind of resting on his knees with a hat down. You can just see sort of the bottom half of his face, like trying to look all sad. And he's like, seeing the world a lot different now, good and bad, seeing myself as well. Well, he does that shit about every couple of few days after he does some straight up untoward nonsense, where I guess he tweeted some horrible tweet about Caitlyn Jenner, and then that freaking, what's her name, the one that plumped her lips up, the youngest one with the big ass lips that she tried to pass off as real, which I still can't believe. That's how like dumb they think we are, y'all. That is how dumb they think we are, because she thought that people would be like, nah, that's natural, when if you look at a picture from like a week before she had that shit done, she had no lips. She had the skinniest little nothing for lips. She had Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner ain't got big old, oh no, Caitlyn Jenner. See, I'm fucking up already. But whatever, it's still soon, so I'm still allowed a couple of fuck-ups before I completely move over to where I won't fuck up anymore, which is asking way too much. It's not going to happen. Whatever, I was talking about this here Chris Brown, right? Because he is such a douche. Like, he got into a big old thing where he put up some horrible thing on the Twitter about that. And then that Kylie Jenner called him out because her, because she's 17, you know, and then her boyfriend is this 25-year-old rapper dude named Tigga, who is also, like, one of Chris Brown's really good buddies or whatever. So, like, she was like, I'm not nice to say about your friend's dad, blah, 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 called him out. So he's like, ooh, I feel bad. And then that Karrueche Tran, who dumped him when she found out he had some love child with this chick that he named Royalty. And she's like, dude, that was it. I am out. Bye-bye. And then he runs, like, ends up at the same club as her, shows his ass, forces himself into her freaking car on the way out of there. She's trying to kick him out. He won't go. Ends up beating on the door all night long, acting a fool, like some kind of freaking, because that's what it, he's a big fucking baby. Big ass baby. Because his hat in this picture right here is Bape. B-A-P-E. It's probably like big ass pussy everything. That's what he is, a big ass pussy everything, because he's just out there beating on the door trying to, like, freaking gorilla bat, like, bang on his chest like it's his property or some shit. I don't freaking get it. Like, he's like, then he comes on the flip side, he does this every so often. He's like, I'm looking in the mirror and seeing myself as I don't like the person that I see. You know what, good, then now you know how I feel all the time every time I see your dumb ass. So there you go, y'all. If you want to feel better about yourself, look up Chris Brown, because he's a freaking fool, although he has way more money than all of us. Freaking, that's all the thing that breaks a freaking Hicks heart. Completely breaks my heart. All right. Now we're just going to do a little bit of skipping around the interweb, see what the hell's going on. Because I don't even know. See, that's the thing. When I'm working all the time, y'all, usually I feel informed. I know what's going on in the world. The Hollywood Hick feels lost. I don't get to look at my freaking tabloids and everything as much as I normally do. So I'm lost. I'm like, what the fuck's been going on in the world? I don't know. Because, you know why I don't know? Because I'm freaking working, trying to, like, pay the rent. And the man, the freaking man, always sneaking up on me. Always sneaking up on me. But, let's see what's happening over on the D-listed. If you don't look at the D-listed website, then you're not freaking doing yourself any favors. This dude is so freaking funny. And he's always linking to the kind of shit that I care about. And I've been reading him for years. He's been around forever. He's got one of the best snarky websites with, like, gossip stuff. Like, I aspire to be as funny as this dude sometimes. But let's see what he's talking about. Because, oh, my sweet Jesus Lord, he does this thing called Caption This Contest. This one dude, he's got, like, a scooter, and it's only got about 98 mirrors around the front to, like, look behind. I mean, whatever. That's just a tension grabber. There's that. Oh, my God. The Lady Gaga, y'all. She can't sing, but good Lord, them eyebrows of hers lately are just killing me. Oh, my God. Did y'all see this? Here we go. Okay. The Miley Cyrus is in this paper magazine, whatever that is. I think it's something out of New York somewhere. Of course it is. Come look at the picture, and it says New York right here. It's the summer issue 2015, where she is, like, hugging on her pet pig, because you know she has a pet pig. Maybe you don't know that. I know that she has a pet pig, but she is butt naked with a little bit of mud on it. Not very much mud. It's mostly in her hair. Like, she should have more mud on her, to be quite honest, if she wants to look like a pig in mud, because a pig in mud is way more mud than that. But I guess you didn't want to get to see her naked under there. But she's naked hugging on her, like, pet pig, which the pig is fucking adorable, freaking adorable. But so apparently they released some quote, and I don't know why people are all, like, not up in arms, but they're all like, ooh, how risque. But she was talking, said something about, I was doing a show 2 nights ago, and I was wearing butterfly nipple pasties and butterfly wings. Now, Miley, I hope those butterfly nipple pasties were not, like, super giant, where you can't call them pasties anymore because they covered up your whole titty. Now, I've noticed lately you've been better about that, but sometimes still you cover up all the titty and they want me to believe that's a pasty, and that's more like an applique. There's a big old marked difference between the two. It covers on, depends on how much nip you're covering up or tit you're covering up. I don't know. I should not know that much about what I'm talking about, but I do. But she went on. She goes, I'm standing there with my tits out, dressed like a butterfly. How the fuck is that fair? How am I so lucky? Well, I guess that is true, because most people, if they walk down the street with just butterfly pasties and or appliques, we don't know because I haven't seen a picture of it yet, and butterfly wings, then I guess if you're Miley Cyrus, you kind of get away with it. And I guess because if you're not showing nips, that's the whole thing. You can't show nips, right? So if you just cover up your nips, the rest of the boobie don't count. Is that how it really works? You got to cover your down there's. You can't have your, like, your pecker or your punani out, and you got to cover your nips if you're a lady, which I think is kind of a double standard. I can blast my nips anytime I want to, and most anytime I want to, way more often than the ladies can. They can't do it at the beach. I can do it at the beach everywhere. Now, sometimes you may not be wanting me to do that, depending on how many LBs I have gained, but yeah, God, after all that lasagna I ate, I probably gained 2 LBs. I'm going to have to, like, do some serious, I don't even know where I'm going to fit it in. My schedule has been so overtaken with actual responsibilities. I don't know what to do with myself. Sit here, ramble on the Hollywood Hick program. That's what I'm going to do with myself. But I'm really, oh, this is good. I love when a celebrity goes nuts. Kate Moss, here's the headline here over on the D-listed. Kate Moss allegedly got kicked off of an EasyJet flight for being a drunken mess. Of course she did. Remember, she's always been a freaking drunken mess. She was running around with that. What was his name? Oh, shoot. That dude, he had like some crazy band. He was like crack the fuck out. Pete Doherty. That was his name. He was always dirty looking. Oh my, filthy. And she was like running around with him. She got babies and stuff. Well, probably her children are probably way grown now because she's like getting up there. But yeah, but apparently she was drunker than Cootie Brown on something called EasyJet flight, which must be like a Southwest sort of thing over there across the pond. But let's see what it says over here. Passengers on an EasyJet flight that landed at London Luton Airport overdosed on potent amounts of elegance, class, and gentility yesterday when they watched a 41-year-old supermodel call the pilot a basic bitch as her drunk ass was dragged off of the plane for screaming about wanting a damn drink and pouring herself her own drink from a bottle of vodka she had in her luggage. Oh my God, I have just fallen in love with Kate Moss. I am so freaking in love with her. And apparently one passenger was over her saying, it's like I'm in an episode of Downtown fucking Abbey. No, I'm sure nobody said that, but this guy's funny. Yeah, I encourage you to read this. But apparently the People magazine says that Kate Moss was in Turkey with Sadie Frost. She was the one that was married to Jude Law, popped out some babies with Jude Law. She's an actress too, but I don't know if she does much anymore after she had them babies and got that Jude Law money. But it was her 50th birthday and celebrations. And on the flight from Bodrum to London, she allegedly turned on the, I love how this guy talks, turned on the cunt switch when flight attendants refused to serve her the sweet nectar. So apparently she got all freaking pissed off. According to the Daily Mail, here's some real news. And she called the pilot a basic bitch as police led her off the plane. She was a little drunk and had a disagreement with another passenger on the flight as she was refused alcohol and then went to serve her own vodka from her cabin luggage. But she was not aggressive to anyone. It was really funny. Oh, not really funny. It was really and was funny. Oh, actually, that's that. I did read that right. I thought I had fucked that all up. She was not aggressive to anyone and was funny, really. The EasyJet crew was acting out of proportion. So most people were like, just calm the fuck down. I don't know. They've been getting all kind of freaking out over people getting drunk and going onto a plane. Some people need to get drunk before they go on a plane. Sometimes I do because I want to go to sleep. And my whole thing is I take 2 Excedrin PMs and make sure I've had a Jack and Diet before I get on that plane because it kicks them right in. I sit down. I go to sleep. I don't have to listen to any babies crying because I'm asleep. I don't have to deal with any people annoying the shit out of me because I'm asleep. I don't have to think about how I'm cramped and I don't want to be on this plane full of recycled air and everybody germs and Lord knows what, and then have like whatever, all the horrible things that go with flying. Flying used to be fun, but it ain't fun no more. It ain't fun. Like driving used to be fun, ain't fun no more. My road rage is back. I'm gonna like really it's danger. My road rage is danger, y'all. Like, I gotta get this shit in check. I get like, I am a happy, easygoing person until I get behind the wheel of a car and then everything changes. Well, I guess, or I'm going through a crosswalk, either on foot or in a car, drives me. Oh, ooh, you wanna make a hit, freaking hit the roof quickest. You cut me off in a crosswalk when I'm trying to walk through it. I will kick your car. I will threaten to beat your ass in the middle of the street, even though I don't know how to beat your ass in the middle of the street. But I will also ask you to think about it first, because if you do lose, you have to tell everybody you got your ass beat by a hound. But I messed up my freaking joke. I was going to say you got to get your ass beat by a homo, and I almost said faggot, and then it came out haggot, and then that just fucked it all up. So a haggot. That's what I'm going to start calling it, haggot. Look at those haggots. No, I don't even like that. Don't listen to me. See, remember, tired, ate too much lasagna, been working too much, playing too much, acting a fool, and I'm trying to get my act together. And I'm really dropping the ball, y'all. I'm really dropping the ball, but it's all right. Whatever. I am apparently not as bad as Kate Moss. See, I like reading stories like this because then I know that I am better than a celebrity. And that's always a good way to feel. Because apparently speaking of, I did see, let's go see if I can find it real quick. Over on my favorite website, one of my favorites. I have many favorites. But you know, I always talk about the blind gossip, right? I saw this the other day. Let me see if I can find the story. Because the person I thought it was exactly who everybody else thought it was. And usually that makes me feel good because that's usually what it was. But where the fuck is it? Where the fuck? It wasn't there. It was after that. Oh, here it goes. I think. Okay, so basically this one. See if you can figure this one out before I tell you by the time I finish reading this thing, right? Okay, over on the Blind Gossip website with the headline is Bagman and Silly Mama, right? Or Mommy, excuse me. I always say Mama because I'm freaking from the South and I always call my mama Mama. But here we go. So it says, this husband is at his wit's end. His famous wife has a serious problem. There is nothing he can do about it. She drinks every day. Sometimes she starts drinking before noon. She is not in production right now, so she doesn't have to exercise any discipline about her schedule. Sometimes she just gets drunk. Sometimes she gets falling down drunk. He has been telling her that this is a problem and that he wants her to get into some kind of treatment for some time now. However, she has the name and the fame and the money and the power in the relationship. She knows that he won't leave her. He's really just her bag man. Her husband is feeling pretty powerless at this point and is taking it out on everybody around him. Oh, you know he's insufferable, y'all. He's like mother trucking bitch, drunk all the time. I can't do anything about it. But the quote from somebody somewhere, one of the sources, is he's usually a pretty chill guy, but this problem has him snapping at everyone. He is annoyed that people think it's kind of funny when she is drunk in public. He thinks people give her a pass and don't take her alcoholism seriously because she's young and blind and beautiful. He is worried about her, but he is even more worried about its impact on their children. His child is always talking about how mommy is silly again and mommy is sleepy again. So apparently there's a young blonde chick who ain't doing a whole hell of a lot right now, but has a whole lot of money and a husband that ain't as famous as her. And I'm thinking is Jessica Simpson's. That is my first one because I've seen pictures of her lately coming out of clubs and bitch is crunk, but looking like she's having fun crunk and doesn't look bad to me. Like I was like, good, I'm glad Jessica Simpson can still go out and have a good time. She's not got to fucking stick up her ass and tries to be all like perfect all the time. Good. I like to see that. You're a real person. But other people think it's Reese Witherspoon's. It's kind of a toss up. That's just added in here. See, when I looked at this the other day, a few days ago, see, that's how long it's been since I've been able to be in touch with the world, y'all. It is sad when a hick is out of touch. I feel so lost. I don't know what the hell's going on in the world. I'm just on here rambling about Lord knows what, sitting here talking about freaking, is it Jessica Simpson or Reese Witherspoon, who's a drunken blind? Actually, I'm going, who's older? Reese Witherspoon is probably old. Well, nah, they're probably about the same. Should I look? No, I'm not even going to look it up. Whatever. It's one of them. It's either Jessica Simpson or Reese Witherspoon. Now I'm starting to hope it's Reese Witherspoon. That would make her more interesting because sometimes I think she's a little bit boring when she's just out doing things. Like she just seems like kind of boring and like not as much fun as everybody else. Like she's like there and having a good time and not like kind of like poo-pooing on anything, but she's just not really contributing. That's just how I feel. I could be all wrong, but that's just what it looks like to me. It looks like she's just kind of like just like the just the one that's just there hanging out, just wants to be part of everything but doesn't really want to like have to take responsibility when the shit hits the fan. That kind of shit, that kind of chick. That's what I'm talking about right there. But let's go see what's happening over on my other favorite website, The Gossip Cop. I like that one because it'll tell us sometimes because they're calling bullshit on somebody, and that's kind of fun to me because I like to know, like, because sometimes I'm like, that just seems a little bit fishy, you know. I don't think that's what happened. Oh, Lord. Look who's jumping on the I Got Sexually Abused bandwagon, but a Duck Dynasty. Y'all trying. Oh. Okay, that was a horrible. Like, the first thing this is horrible. This is out. And you know what? I'm going to say it anyway. It was like the first thing I thought was he is just looking for like attentions. But I can't say he either was or wasn't. But it's just that I love how like now his people are like, we got to get this story out there. That's basically probably what it boiled down to. Because it's okay. So he has some book he wrote, this Jep Robertson one. He said he was abused when he was 6. Okay. But it was in his book. So, but now what happened was, so whatever. I am going to even give a Duck Dynasty the benefit of the doubt on this one, even though I used to love me a Duck Dynasty until I figured out that really they just hate homos. And I just, like, if you just have a vitriol hate towards homos just for the fact that we are homos, I just can't. Okay, no matter what you say about how, like, it's fine. It's not. I don't think it's fine. I think you're all lying through your damn teeth. Whatever. So I just broke the fuck up with the Duck Dynasties a while back, way before I started doing this Hollywood hick shit. But I broke the fuck up with the damn Duck Dynasties when that Phil Robertson, the daddy, was spouting off all his freaking nonsense where he's like, homos got to go to hell, and trying to like thinking the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket and everybody should have a gun and just shoot each other up because that's the only way we're going to keep each other safe. All that stupid shit I can't get behind. Whatever. But I'm going to have to say, it probably ain't him. It's just his publicist or the, like, book company or whatever. It's like, ooh, sexual abuse is hot right now. Look at those doogers. We're going to get you out there so you can start talking about it too. Oh, it's just so everything's so opportunist, but I guess that's the world we live in, huh, y'all? Crazy. Crazy. I know everybody's suing the Caitlyn Jenner now. She's getting sued by the other people in that car wreck, which, I mean, you knew that was coming. I mean, it's like if anybody's going to say they're shocked that Caitlyn Jenner is getting sued because of that car wreck where she, that woman died. But it's kind of fishy, though. Like the woman who died, which is very sad, very, very sad. But her stepchildren are suing. And like apparently, like they didn't even really like have a relationship or anything. And they're trying to sue for all of this mental anguish and loss and stuff. And they're saying how that woman paid for all their things. I don't know. Just there's something about their case that seems fishy for why they're like grasping for things. Okay, y'all. Good Lord have mercy. There is nothing going on in the world. Like, I took a freaking day off of the Hollywood hick, and there still ain't shit hardly talking about except for the same old shit from freaking a week ago. People, hello world. Y'all need to start acting up and doing some untoward things so that the Hollywood hick has something to talk about. I don't want to talk about Clint Eastwood making a bad Caitlyn Jenner joke, which they're talking about they're going to cut out. Okay, this joke is not even that bad. I mean, it's not a good joke, but it's not that freaking... I don't know. Maybe I'd like, whatever. I agree with, I saw this thing. I read it just this today or yesterday or whatever, where Jerry Seinfeld came out saying like, comedy is getting way too politically correct, and if people don't freaking start speaking their mind and just being a little bit politically incorrect, then comedy's not going to be any good. And I kind of tend to agree with him. Everybody's like, oh, shock, I can't believe you said that, the nerve to say something like that. Well, we're being comedians, and that's just fucking how that shit works. So, I mean, I say shit all the time. I'm sure I offend people left and right. I don't mean to, and I don't mean anything in a malicious way. I'm just saying that's just how I think. And sometimes that ain't even how I think, it just comes out some weird fucked up way that sounds like something it probably shouldn't have. So I try not to judge people on that, but I do it all the time. I swear, honestly, if I ever get through one whole day of my life where I have asked myself, what would Dolly do? And every time, or like reflect on that day, and every time I had to make a decision, the answer was, what would Dolly do? Would be, yes, that's what Dolly would do, is what I did. I don't think I've ever had one of those days in my whole life. I don't think I've ever had one of those, unless I was sick or something and stayed in bed, and just like that's what Dolly would do, was be sick and stay in bed. Like, that's the only time I think that I would ever be like not lying if I said that I had done that. Really, I try, but I ain't good at it. That's the problem. Just like being a homo, I'm not that good at being a homo. Like, I don't like brunch. I don't like freaking a lot of things. I don't like the drama, whatever. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into that either. But I was trying to find what freaking his name over here. Clint Eastwood went and said, old ass Clint Eastwood. That's like, that's the other thing. It's like, don't expect these old, ancient ass 900 Methuselah year old Pam bitches sit there like trying to like think that they're going to like be all of a sudden be 100% cool with you, because this is really, it's extra foreign to them than the people who are younger and kind of were exposed to some of that kind of stuff a little bit more, or like, or at least had an idea it existed, because like it's just, or just whatever, you get what I'm saying. But basically, what did he say? Something about fucking, I can't find the damn quote in here. Oh, here it is. He was like okay, so Clint Eastwood is introducing The Rock at the awards show when he reportedly compared Johnson to other athletes who have become actors like Jim Brown and Caitlin somebody. That's actually not that horrible of a joke. It's not that to me. It's like, these are athletes that became an actor. And it's like, Caitlyn Jenner is everywhere. The joke is, how can you not know Jenner? Because it's been everywhere. At least that's how I hear the joke. It's not the best joke ever, but it ain't that bad. But they're like, we can't put it on TV. We're just going to talk about it everywhere, tell you what the joke is, but we're not going to put it on TV. Don't make no damn sense to me. Don't make no damn sense. If you don't want anybody to hear it, then why are you telling everybody about it? How great you are for not putting this joke that we don't want to put on TV, so we're just going to put it all over the interwebs. That's how people think, y'all. It's freaking nuts. It's freaking nuts. So whatever. Clint, that is not that bad. Like, I personally do not think that is bad. The Hollywood Hick. Whatever. If y'all disagree with me, tweet me at the Hollywood Hick or something. The H Wood Hick. Tweet me at the H Wood Hick, or you can throw it on the Facebook page. That's with the facebook.com/the Hollywood Hick. Have I done all of that shit that yet so far? I don't think I did. I think I went into talking about stuff, going on tangents, like pontificating, freaking digressing, everything that I tend to do, especially when I'm tired. Like, I'm fixing to, it's going on midnight time, and I got to be back to the workplace at 8:00 in the morning, and I am old and need my beauty rest. You do not get to keep these like youthful dewy glow that I got going on here by not getting any sleep, y'all. It just don't work like that. I only got my clock's ticking. I gotta land me a husband. No, please, Lord, don't ever repeat I said that. I do not, won't, and or need a husband. Ain't gonna happen, Captain. I'm totally all over the place, digressing like hell. Okay, that was Clint Eastwood. How much time we got left here on the Hollywood Hick? I don't want to keep running my mouth any longer, and I got to, because Sleepy Town is calling my name. We got about 5 more minutes here on the Hollywood Hick, maybe a little bit longer than that, because I got to go back and take some holes out, because you know whenever I take a sip of drink, I go back and cut that hole out on account of I don't want to have to sit there and wonder, like, where did he go? That's because I needed to wet the whistle, because I can't sit here running my mouth nonstop and not wet the whistle like I'm going to do right now. But check that out. Through the magic of editing, there was not even a hole in there. It was just like it never happened. I shouldn't even have told y'all that. All right. Ooh, let's see if anything's happening in the world of stupid-ass Florida mother truckers, right? Where is this? Because I have this one website called Floridum that I like to look at. Although it's not always up to date. Sometimes I look at the story and then I look at the date of the story it links to, and it was like 3 years ago. I'm like, dude, you are so straight up behind. You need to, like May. They haven't updated this shit since May. Dude, and I'm sitting here complaining about this, and I am guilty of myself of not updating things when I get busy. But I've done it since May 21st. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, well, whatever. Let's go look over on the Reddit page. Do you ever look at the Reddit? They have a Florida Man thing, and if you look at Florida Man, that'll link me to some Florida stories. So let's see what's happening over there. Florida Man. Let's see what these headlines are. Anything that grabs the eye of the Hollywood Hick. Okay, Florida woman and 9 of her friends arrested for lap dance violations at Rachel's strip club. Uh-oh, and they got pictures of the beauties. Oh my God, these girls look like, actually, one or two of them could actually be kind of pretty. But what happened was, in Seminole County, Florida, the deputies say 10 women faced charges after violating the county's lap dance ordinance at a nightclub. The deputy said they were making sure that the dancers at Rachel's and Castleberry were following the ordinance over the weekend and took 10 women into custody. All these women, he named me, I'm not going to get, whatever. The sheriff says they all had bonded out. In addition to charges related to the ordinance, at least one of the women was charged with soliciting drinks from customers. Ooh, they can't ask you to buy them a drink at these strip clubs down there? Well, whatever, out here freaking in Hollywood, you can't even show titties if you got a drink. They got to have a bikini top on. And that's some straight up bullshit. If they get all the way naked, then you can't have any booze in there. And that's some straight up bull mother trucking shit. Whatever. I thought this story was going to be more salacious. Like, they did something, but what do? Did they like offer up more? Were they hooking? It doesn't really say what they got in trouble for. Just a lap dance violation. What, you can't lap dance in Seminole County, Florida? I ain't never heard of anything like that. Like, I should be able to have whoever I want to lap dance me as long as I'm not doing anything too horribly untoward, right? That's what I'm thinking. Let's see what the hell else is going on. Florida man arrested for shooting up BMW. Targeted the wrong BMW. Uh-oh, what did this dumbass do? Let's see who this. So 2 Cape Coral teens. Oh, fucking teens. You know their mom and daddy are pissed. They got a couple of BMWs to buy. But 2 Cape Coral teens were arrested after police say they shot up a car in Southwest Cape Coral in March. Police say the motive was revenge, except the intended target was not the one the teens actually hit. What morons. Freaking dumbasses. On March 21st, around 3 p.m., Cape Coral police were called to the home of on the 2700 block of Southwest 13th Avenue after a victim woke to the sounds of gunfire outside his home. When he went outside to see what was happening, he found his car, a black BMW 328i, had been severely damaged by gunfire, according to the police. They found several spent rifle rounds and shotgun shells. And how did these duckers get caught? Say they discovered that they had been ongoing problems between Vincent J. Fazaza. That's a I'm going to have to pronounce this right. Unpronounceable names are so hard. Vincent J. Favaza, F-A-V-A-Z-Z-A. How do you say that? Favaza. That's it, Favaza, I guess. And another person who lives in the area where the shooting occurred. The intended victim also drives a black BMW, of course, because that's how they mistook it, you idiot people. But But apparently this Favazza dude and his friend Cameron Patrick Michael Duffy. Oh, that's a name. Cameron Patrick Michael Duffy, 19, drove to the location. Favazza was armed with a shotgun and Duffy was armed with an AK-47 rifle. And they say they shot the car, causing several thousand dollars worth of damage, and then took the fuck off. I paraphrased that last part right there. But they were arrested at school, at Cape Coral High School, and they are in $1,000. Oh, they were charged. I thought that was their bail. I was like, they should have got more than that. But they were taken to the juvenile, because one dude had to go to jail. He was old enough. Yeah, so the one dude, Cameron Patrick Michael Duffy, got taken to the Hooskow, and the other one, Favazza, got thrown into juvie. So, yeah, so that's freaking what you got to look forward to in the world of Floridia these days. Y'all, but that's it. Feel better about yourself. You ain't either a teen who shot up somebody else's car or that teen's parents, y'all. That's what you got to look forward to for the next little bit. And that's it for me, y'all. This is the Hollywood Hick. Y'all are listening to the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, and I'll talk to y'all later. Doodle lamb, do mother truckers. Bye bye.
Lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Crank a leg, crank a leg, crank a leg, crank a leg now. Crank a leg, crank a leg, crank a leg, crank a leg.